This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
To ban or to regulate? That's the biggest question being raised on the use of e-cigarettes as well as vaping devices. And yesterday, a coalition of NGOs issued a plea for the government to place an outright ban on e-cigarettes and vaping devices.
Yeah, so this is actually another conundrum, because to ban or to regulate means to tax or to not tax, or to make money from or to not make money from. Because if you ban, there is no money to be made. So isn't it better for the government to regulate and make some money from it? That's the big debate right now. And according to some of the NGOs, they want an outright ban. A lot of people move to vape because they think it would be less harmful, less addictive.
It's
and better
also.
For you. Mm-hmm. But it's not true, because in America there's been some deaths as a result of vaping.
But also banning it might result in it going underground, right? Because you're talking about, you know, if you ban something, then it totally becomes illegal. Then in a way, you can't even regulate it at all. And then at the same time, from a government perspective, you have no control, whether from a health or even tax.
Yeah, this whole marijuana thing became legal in America because precisely to make some money from it.
And it comes down to your enforcement as well. If you aren't capable of fully and strictly enforcing the ban, then it's really no point, because you'll just squeeze things into the illicit markets. So we know that the global e-cigarette and vaping industry is worth a fair bit. According to data from Euromonitor International, the global market for e-cigarettes was worth $15.7 billion in 2018 and is projected to more than double to $40 billion in 2023. So to get an idea of how big the market and industry is here in Malaysia, we speak to Ridwan Rosli, the Secretary General of the Malaysian Vape Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us, Ridwan. So how big would you say is the vaping industry here in Malaysia?
Based on some report that we saw, we estimate the current domestic market in Malaysia is valued at approximately $2 billion, with 1 to 1.2 million Malaysian vapers. In terms of numbers, for example, at Malaysia Vape Chamber of Commerce, we have a member of nearly 1,900 members. At the same time, there are other vaping industry bodies representing their members. At the same time, taking into consideration all parties, including those who are not registered with any vaping industry bodies, we estimate the companies and enterprises in the vaping industry, including producers, importers, distributors, and retailers, exceed 5,000. Majority of the players are local entrepreneurs made up of small and medium enterprises. And if we estimate each company and enterprise employs 1 to 50 employees, this means that the Malaysian vaping industry is providing jobs to an estimated 5,000 to 25,000 workers.
Now, your organization is calling for the vaping industry to be regulated rather than a blanket ban. But how should these regulations look like?
So, regulations are important. And it has to cover all aspects in the industry, manufacturing, import and export, distribution, sales, marketing, and of course, usage. If you look at the UK, for example, where the country encourages the use of reduced smoking rates, there are proper controls in place, including things like strict prohibition on drug use and harmful substance, control measures to ensure that no sale for the underage, and things like childproof packaging for the products to ensure young ones won't be able to use the product. At the same time, regulation has to be consistent with the direction and the development of this industry, especially when it comes to use of nicotine in countries such as not only in the UK, but Canada, New Zealand, and also including ASEAN countries such as the Philippines, Indonesia. The sale and use of vape liquid with nicotine is allowed as regulated consumer products, and the nicotine level is capped. Therefore, we urge the government to consider studying the regulations that are already in practice in other countries, especially in the UK. And we really hope that through discussion and consensus, we can come to a point to agree.
Speaking of discussion, what kind of engagement has your Chamber of Commerce had with the government, other cigarette players and NGOs on this issue? Has the government been consulting with industry players?
Overall, when it comes to the policy, we at MVCT, we support the government in introducing new regulations to regulate the vaping industry. Even though recently the government has stated that it is the final process of drafting the new laws and that it has been submitted to the AG chambers for review, the vaping industry players have not had a proper consultation session with the authorities. Although we had meetings with Ministry of Health, so on and so forth, but consultation sessions together with the industry is actually very important. Without this proper engagement, without a proper law, can you imagine when you ban something? For example, like drug, it's totally been banned in Malaysia, but you see the drug abuse cases are still around. And imagine about vape. If you just totally ban vape, the usage of vape illegally will definitely rise. And this will hurt not only the market, but also the abuse and also misuse of vaping products, where to some point we are scared that it is uncontrollable. However, right now, I think the government should really take the best approach in handling what can be said as these cases of abuse, although it is isolated.
And I'm just curious, Ridwan, do you see yourselves on the same side as tobacco players on this issue?
Yes and no. Yes, because the tobacco products also have their vaping products, which is not being sold in Malaysia yet, but they are already in the industries around the globe. So, but at the same time, yes, they have their cigarettes. I mean, yeah, the vaping is for people who used to smoke, and then we don't encourage people who never smoked to vape. I'll say that we are very parallel when it comes to our views when it comes to vaping, because most of the cigarettes or tobacco players have their own vaping products.
Thank you very much, Ridwan. And that was Ridwan Rosli, the Secretary General of the Malaysian Vape Chamber of Commerce. And actually, it's quite interesting, right, listening to what he had to say, because both the anti-vaping and the pro-vaping groups, it seems, use quite similar language in order to defend their positions. Both of them are saying that their various stances, or at least a blanket ban, will stop usage from going out of control. Sorry, the anti-vaping group says a blanket ban will stop usage from going out of control, whereas the pro-vapers will say that the blanket ban will cause it to go out of control.
Yeah, and it's complicated. And the fact that there's a Chamber of Commerce for vaping alone is huge, right? But I think Xiao Ning is right, because if you have banned it, it'll just go underground. And already there's so much stuff underground in Malaysia. I mean, you know, anecdotally, bankers tell me there's three economies in Malaysia, right? There's the GLC economy, there's the SME economy, and there's the black market economy. And they say the black market economy is bigger than both the GLC and SME economy.
So also for a perspective from the tobacco industry, not too long ago, we spoke to Eric Stoll, a managing director of British American Tobacco, and he's also firmly against banning e-cigarettes and believes it should be legalized.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. I mean, to bring it in perspective, Malaysia seems to be at the moment the fifth largest vaping market in the world. The irony is that it is currently unregulated and it is already banned. So every time we see something in the newspapers about banning, it is already banned. And as long as we do that, we will encourage consumers to continue buying unregulated product. We need to start thinking about the legalization of nicotine vaping. Currently, nicotine is not legalized, but the reality is 99% of the vaping market is nicotine-based, so we need to find a way to regulate that. I think very important, we need to limit the access of vaping to the underaged. I think as an industry, we have a lot of experience in that, and we would be more than happy to work with the government on that. And also very important, we need to ensure proper quality standards for the devices as well as for the fluids that are being used, because currently they are not in place. And any consumer that buys vaping at the moment cannot be certain what he's buying. So it is a concerning situation that requires a proper regulation, and banning will not help this topic.
And that was Eric Stoll, Managing Director of British American Tobacco, with his thoughts on the fact that e-cigarettes should be legalised.
I think the government should hurry up and do something about this, because vaping is not a new thing, right? It's been around easily like 5-6 years.
And 2015 was the height of the vaping craze, remember?
Yeah, you knew it because you saw these huge clouds at the smoking zones, right?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.